You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Okay. With all of the efforts in, I'd say the past 10 years to emasculate men in our society, get rid of the imaginary toxic masculinity. In other words, our society demonizing straight masculine men. I think that has made what the new trend on the horizon is going to be with men's fashion. I think it's been tainted by all of that, and men are going to balk at it and say that it's feminine. When it started out in the 80s, Ace, when it was our trend, it wasn't feminine. It was done by athletes and those who would be considered toxically masculine today. But the male crop top is coming back. Didn't call them crop tops. That's another thing. You can't call them crop tops because that makes it sound feminine. But we called them half shirts.
Yeah, or just cut off T-shirt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in the 80s, when we were growing up, that's where the shirt would be cut. And, if you got it at the store, it would be hemmed at the bottom where the bottom of the shirt tail, would only come to around your belly button. That's how far down the shirt would come.
May or may not have sleeves. Typically did, mm-hmm. though. Short sleeves. Yes.
Now, when I played in the 80s on my football team, that's what our PE uniforms were. And our, shorts and T-shirts stuff whenever we'd have light practices, mm-hmm. where we weren't full pads or anything. It was a half shirt underneath our shoulder pads, or just the half shirt and matching shorts, short shorts. And it wasn't a feminine thing. It was just the thing.
Yeah.
But now they call it, by calling them crop tops.
They feminized it.
And putting them out in the middle of everybody saying that we need to get rid of masculinity, it's going to be hit, with the negativity. Now, football players for a while have brought back the crop top look underneath their shoulder pads and stuff, but I wouldn't consider it the same look as the classic because it's with those tight spandex-looking shirts.
Yeah.
And they cut off the sleeves of them, and they wear them just like right under their titties. That's more like a sports bra, is what that looks like.
Because they stop right where that shoulder pad line is now.
Yeah.
Didn't an NFL player show up to the NFL awards a couple years ago?
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott.
That's who it was.
Yeah.
With the crop top under the tuxedo.
He wears a crop top all the time.
Oh, does he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was a look. Dressing it up.
That's an interesting look, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Trying to dress it up.
Yeah. What's the age cutoff? Because this is...
I don't know. Obviously, it's for younger men. So, my dad in the 80s never wore one. Put it that way.
Yeah, mine.
Is it 23, 21?
I'd probably say 25, maybe.
25?
Yeah. If you're working out. If you're not athletic, you shouldn't be wearing one.
I've never seen a guy in the gym even now with a crop top type scenario.
Mm-mm.
You're going to get some looks. I mean... If it's a new trend, you'll probably get a couple.
I'm with TJ though. You got to be in pretty good shape to go into a gym wearing that. Or
Your belly out.
Yeah, I think it'll be more at beaches and things like that. You'll see the young guys show up at the beach with a cut out, sleeves cut out of the T-shirt and have it be a short shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to call it a crop top unless it fits the crop top description, which would be if it's a guy wearing. a short shirt in a feminine way. Like if he's wearing it with heels, then yeah.
Crop top.
It's a crop top.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But there's no way that, I mean, if you're a young guy and you're just, you know, busting out to the beach or you're running down the street in the morning to get you a cup of coffee and you're wearing this, I mean, okay, that looks good.
Yeah, that's not as dramatic as I thought.
I would rather see a short shirt on a guy than super baggy pants on a guy.
Okay, a short shirt and super baggy pants. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, I guess.
The super baggy pants, I've always thought look ridiculous. With the belt down around, like halfway down your ass.
Right.
Or if you're having to hold it with one hand while you're walking.
Yeah.
Kanye was doing that the other day. In that plastic suit that he wears. He had his hand holding up his pants because they were too big. What a clown. What a clown.
I thought that plastic suit looked really good. It's a good look. Like Missy Elliott.
Ace, will you work out in this?
I will not.
No?
Yeah. No. Nothing. That's another thing. That's a half shirt like that, no. No, but it needs to be a little bit longer than that for me.
You got to be not necessarily in great shape, but you can't be fat.
Right.
And wear that.
Yeah.
Nor hairy.
Yeah.
Big hairy belly out. It's on trend.
Yeah, like, because when I was like in high school, I wore one of those. I was, you know, rail thin and not hairy.
Yeah.
What?
Now,
I don't know what the question was. I'm not sure I want to know.
Ace, did you ever wear it outside of the athletic wear? Did you ever wear it with jeans like this dude?
No, I did not.
I did. I used to wear them like that.
Yeah, not, I don't think so, no. No. Not that I can remember, no.
That dude looks like a goober.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, you still got to look kind of cool. I don't know. That's a bold fashion move to pull off, especially if you're ugly.
Right. But, you know, NFL players and all, they've been wearing their, college too, been wearing their jerseys hemmed up like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our football jerseys were hemmed like, because you wouldn't want any excess hanging down, and if you didn't tuck it in.
You know, yeah, and I thought they did away with that for a while where they had to tuck it in. And now I guess they've changed that rule again where you can wear it the half shirt, essentially.
And I think it does look trashy when they're wearing the half jersey with a long T-shirt sticking out from under it. That's trashy looking.
Not a fan of that.
Mm-mm. Well, will any of us be ones to wear this new trend?
I'll give it a shot.
You will? That's what I was thinking.
Big belly out.
That's what I was thinking.
If a vote were to be taken, you would have voted for Riggins?
No, I would have gone with Rob, actually. I mean, she put a Pokemans on it. You wear any damn thing. So, yeah, I wonder if we put these in the Ace and TJ store, the Ace and TJ men's crop top, if they would sell.
Probably.
maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't think the ladies that listen to us would want one of those?
Oh yeah, the ladies might.
It might be a summer thing, like as a cover up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wear that as a cover up with shorts.
Yeah. Speaking of that, cover up. Did y'all see the video that Brittany posted the other day where she's dancing in that dressy gown looking thing and one of the straps broken on it? And she just keeps like kinda, I mean, I'm telling you, she wants to be naked on Instagram so badly. And she keeps dropping it down to almost, you know, the no-go part to be on Instagram. And she just dances around with her boob in her hand and just like that crazed look in her eye.
Yeah, she's not doing well.
It's like that one, though, because it has a broken strap on it. She doesn't even have the strap. She doesn't hold it up.
I haven't seen that one. I saw one on Twitter that may be an older one, but somebody posted and said, y'all, she is not okay. Then it was Brittany in those tiny cutoffs and white boots, and it looks like a white top that's like maybe exposes her midriff, but she's laying face down on the floor, bouncing her butt up in the air, and then spreading her legs and putting them back together and bouncing. But she never rolls over. And as it starts, she rolls over on her stomach and is just bouncing her butt up in there. It's like, and again, yeah,
she crazy. She's
in like in the hallway by the. It seems like it's by the front door of her house.
It's a foyer. Like,
it's weird.
It's the dance foyer.
Right, she's just you know grinding on the floor. And you're like, what is happening right now?
That's how I dance. Just get on the floor, face down.
Just hump.
Yeah, hump the floor.
And then one of her favorite dance moves is to put her thumbs in her bottoms and just pull them down to show her pubic bone. Like, again, as far as she can do it without getting outlawed.
Well, that is my just, favorite like, picture.
And walk toward the camera. And you can look at it, and that look in her eyes is just like, oh my God, this person is really flipping out here. And flipping then out.
Puts the camera in her mouth, opens her mouth.
Did you see out. That? Yeah.
You're like, oh my God.
And her teeth are gapped like Michael Strahan.
Oh God.
Yeah,
it's weird. Like, it's demonic. Hang on a second.
What would cause her teeth to gap?
Well, when you get older, your teeth separate. That's why I always say, you know, young people don't ever need a toothpick, but older people do. And she's probably been in a situation where she should have been wearing a retainer
but for a long time. But she's not 40 yet, is she?
Oh, yeah.
I think she's 40. But yeah, if you're supposed to wear a retainer and you're not wearing it, then that's what'll happen.
Mm-hmm. So gaps returning.
Oh, yeah, she's 42. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize Brittany was 42.
Oh, she old.
Oh, yeah.
She real old.
Ew.
Well, suddenly I'm not interested.
Yeah, how's that? Britney Spears is 10 years older than your wife. You remember when little Britney came to the radio station for the first time shopping her music?
Yeah. Yeah, she was born in...
Yeah.
She's 11 years old. She was born in 81, and my wife was born in 92.
Damn.
So sweet when Brit- victory, when that little cute Britney came around trying to get radio stations to play her music, nobody had heard of her. She was in our radio station. Your wife wasn't even in kindergarten yet.
No, she would have been in kindergarten. Well, wasn't Britney 18? Or
no.
No, she was 16.
She was like 15.
Yeah, 15, 16, yeah.
Sorry, Britney, you're too old for me.
How old's Hillary Duff? That's a good one. How old is she?
Hang on a second.
Probably my age. 36.
She looks better now than she ever did.
Yeah, she's 36, Hillary Duff.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Hillary Duff looks great.
So she's what, 12 years older than your wife?
No, she's 5 years older than
me. 5 years old.
Well,
that's right. That's right. I'm thinking about
four and change.
I was thinking about the years apart that you and your wife. So, yeah.
The Duffster. Screw the Duff. Let's see the Muff.
Is that a thing?
No, I'm just picturing how you would say it. I don't know.
I would never say anything.
No, I know.
I love that somehow it turned back on Ace there. That was great.
I said I would never say it. I know. He's lying about something.
When I said you, I didn't mean you. Right. I mean you.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.